Mark Glass is a principal researcher in charge of evaluation and remediation of environmental contamination in soil and water for the environmental consulting firm Downstream Strategies. He's been testing water samples for private residents affected by the Elk River chemical spill. While his results haven't turned up any traces of formaldehyde, it is something he's been testing for.
You know, the MCHM does break down the breakdown process starts pretty quickly. The half-life for it is estimated at approximately 14 days, I believe. So, you know, you can expect about half of whatever was released from a given point in time will have broken down into other products within about 14 days. But the more breakdown products you find, the longer ago it makes you think the spill started.
That's the big question burning in Glass's mind. What kind of time frame are we really talking about? Glass says it shouldn't be difficult to find out.
And a real straightforward way to do that is to just reconcile the inventory for Freedom Industries. You know, they know what their deliveries or the raw products that they purchased and brought into their site, and they know what they sold. If there's a difference between what they brought in and what they sold, then that has to be assumed, you know, that it was released in the environment in some way. And I think we should start looking at that. And I think we should start looking at that at a much longer term than just a few hours or days prior to the spill. I think we should take a 3-year period and look at their record keeping for that.
Glass says the Environmental Protection Agency, under the guidance of the Centers for Disease Control, has determined that small exposures to formaldehyde, about 1 part per million in drinking water, is not expected to cause adverse health effects.
They further determined that they don't think that 10 parts per million consumed in drinking water for a day or 5 parts per million for 10 days is also not expected to cause any adverse health effects. That's why the concentrations and the amount of time that a particular concentration somebody has had exposure to that is relevant to assessing the health impacts.
That's not the only question Glass has.
I'm also curious about what's in the soil at the site, because this was released from a tank and went across or through soil prior to getting into the Elk River. So maybe there were other contaminants. This place has been a tank farm that's, had products stored on site for apparently decades. So, you know, the accidental spills and releases and other things could be present in the soil. And if those are present in the soil and you put a solvent like MCHM into the mix, then you're going to mobilize contaminants that were already in the soil and maybe not reaching surface water. So I'd really like to get a characterization of that site vertically and horizontally to know really what we should be looking for.
Glass says it's frustrating to have so many unanswered questions when he's asked by residents if the water is safe. He says basic information key to safeguarding the community is simply out of reach. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.